I want to share with you a story. The other night, I'm in my house at 6 o'clock at night, and somebody knocks at the door. Not expecting one, it's a little bit weird. I go to the door, and who do I see? I see my former mailman. He's one of the local mailmen that collect all the mail from the various mailboxes and distribute them throughout town. I open up the door, look at him, I say, Greg, what's going on? Greg looks at me and says, do you know so-and-so? And he shows me a credit card that he found on the street. I said, Greg, I don't know. Let me think about it. Made a couple quick phone calls. Turns out I have no idea who this person is. So I said, Greg, like, what have you done? He goes, well, I went to this person's house. I thought same last name. Maybe it's a family member. I went to a couple other places. I figured, you know so many people. I'll check with you. He goes, and if I can't figure it out, I'm going to go to the rabbi of in your town. And I'm going to ask him if he knows who this person is. I thought to myself, wow, how many people would just say, all right, I found a credit card. What am I going to do? Just leave it. Who cares? Okay, don't leave it on the street. Somebody else might take it back to the post office. The post office will mail it to the bank. Why care so much? Because I think that that's greatness. I think great people are people that really, 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 really care. And I believe that that helps unlock one of the big questions in this week's parsha. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu chosen as the leader of the Jewish people? I'm sure there are other people would have been able to be the leader of the Jewish people. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu is in the house of Paro. He's raised by the daughter of Paro. He is in such a good place. And yet, what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He's willing to leave all of that. He goes outside. He checks on his brothers, even though he's not really part of the Jewish people, but he feels for them. And he goes out with them. And he's willing to give up everything that he has in order to care for other people. I believe that the message that the Torah is trying to tell us is that when we choose leaders, leaders aren't the smartest people, although Moshe Rabbeinu might have been really, really smart. What leaders are the people that care. How often do we meet people in life that are brilliant, but when we talk to them, we realize that they don't really like the people that they're talking to. They may at best put up with them. To be the leader of any people, but especially the Jewish people, you have to have a big heart, a heart that encompasses each and every Jew and cares about each and every one of them. I once heard an amazingly powerful quote. And the quote goes like this. A student says to the teacher, I don't care what you know until I know that you care. That's what people need. People need to know that people care about them. And once they know that they care about them, their heart opens up to accept everything that they know and everything that they say. But it all starts from an open heart, a big heart, and a caring heart. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had.